When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my time right over there on the old joke workshop, hand-shaping the newsiest tonewoods like narrow-grained pine and topical Italian ash into a graceful viol shape, then capping the neck with an elegant maple scroll and tuning it up with a rope core steel A and E, but gut string G and D to create for you the splendid and resonant Amati double bass that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, while on the run after getting caught cheating at Fight Club, I'm a biter. I strap a broken hockey stick to a dirty baby pool I'm hiding under with some surgical used tubing, snort a rail of crushed Sudafed, and wail on the meth tweaker's washtub of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
right there.
The jet stream.
That's the only instrument I need. Meanwhile. In Florida, a man tried to propose to his girlfriend on the bow of a boat, Titanic style, and this happened. There they are striking the Titanic pose. Everything's going great. Now he reaches into his pocket for the ring, starts to pull it out, and oh! Whoopsie, 2 months' salary. Didn't you see Titanic? Never let go. He made a tremendous save of the ring after that dive, and everything's fine. But maybe when you propose, your theme shouldn't be one of the most famous disasters in human history. I, for one, I look forward to their gender reveal.
Oh, it's bursting into flames! Pink flames! It's a girl! Oh, the femininity!
Meanwhile, fatherhood changes men's brains, according to before and after MRI scans. Was that for science or just so the dads could lie down for a while? I'm good. Yeah, just put me in again. Meanwhile, New York Mayor Eric Adams is looking for a leader in the city's war on rats. Could this be a job for the mayor's alter ego, Eric Cadams? Meanwhile, a sneaker store in Boston is getting attention for displaying a statue of Mickey Mouse with giant lobster claws for hands, which locals call Lobster Mickey. M-I-C. See, he's got claws. K-E-Y. Why? Because his mom banged a lobster. That's the locals. That's not me. I would never say that.
No.
Meanwhile, in World Cup news, a fan of Team Mexico had a pretty strong reaction after they were eliminated from the tournament. Take a look. You can't do that to your TV. This is soccer. You gotta stab it with your feet. Meanwhile, I got something there. Meanwhile, the singer Pink dropped thousands on an abstract painting by chimps at Miami Art Week. Let's take a look at what these chimps whipped up. Okay. That's actually beautiful. Clearly, all the black represents while the red and blue convey themes of meanwhile. Meanwhile, Pepsi wants you to drink soda mixed with milk this holiday season. Ugh, that is disgusting. Pepsi? The soda company is encouraging customers to try the combination and use the hashtag Pilk and Cookies. Pilk being a combination, of course, of Pepsi and milk. So.
Oh!
Let's give that a try. Let's give that a try.
Oh, no.
I think I'm going to pilk.
Coming up, soccer star Megan Rapinoe.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world...
It's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. She is a two-time World Cup champion and an outspoken voice for equal rights. Please welcome to a late show, Megan Rapinoe. Megan, hey, thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you fought for equal pay for U.S. women's soccer because you guys get huge ratings. You guys make a lot of money for the leagues. You fought for LGBTQ rights. You were the first athlete outside the NFL to kneel in support of Colin Kaepernick. How do you see the struggle for change happening now?
Honestly, I'm really encouraged by it. I mean, it's you know, in the same breath, it's devastating that we have to get to this point, but I think people are, like, really getting it. They're like, got it. We can't say all lives matter anymore because the all lives house isn't on fire. It's just the black lives right now. So I feel like people have been sort of, whether consciously or unconsciously, you know, consuming information, especially over these last 3, 4, 5 years. And, you know, I think couple this with the disaster that was coronavirus and continues to be coronavirus in this country. I think the people are starting to realize they have a lot more power than they've been told.
What have you learned over the last few years of taking these stands and working actively? What have you learned about, A, what it takes to do it, and B, what happens when you do it?
What have I learned? Do it. It's always worth to do it, whether people like it or not. Everybody likes it now. Everyone's like, wow, good job, 4 years ago. And at the time, they were like, bad job, don't do that.
Including the president of the United States.
Yeah, including the president. He probably still had a, he's thumbs down here and thumbs down over here as well.
Yeah.
I think it's just always worth it, to be honest. Use your voice in whatever way that you can. I truly believe that we all have a responsibility to make the world better in whatever way we can do best. So you're a late night host. This is what you can do best. I shouldn't be that. You know, I'm an athlete, and this, you know, country very, very much glorifies its athletes and gives us this huge platform. So I'm going to leverage the platform for what I think is good. Maybe you're a lawyer and you donate time. Maybe you're just, you know, a normal working person and you have 1 hour a month to knock on doors or to whatever it is, collect and correct your people in your workplace or whatever it is, but it's all important. And I think that's something people need to get comfortable with and understand that, like, you don't have to quit your job and be a full-time activist in the street every single day. Not everybody has the ability to do that, but everybody has the ability to do something.
Well, you're a tremendous athlete. You've got amazing skills and dedication to your play. And you match that with a social consciousness that has made you an icon to many people around the world. That's not necessarily an easy thing to do. Where's that come from for you? Why do you have that particular fire? Where do you get that?
I feel like it took me a little bit to get down to it, because as soon as I started kneeling, people were like, what the hell? Where did this come from? I'm from a pretty small conservative area in Northern California, but honestly, it came from my mom and my dad. Both of them very much taught me that you just help people, period. You know, especially my mom, she grew up super poor, got made fun of all the time just for what she was wearing or what she wasn't able to afford or whatever. And so I actually feel like seeing the sort of pain in her eyes of telling these stories really kind of imparted on my sister and I. I'm a twin. You know, we were popular growing up and we were good at sports from a young age. And she was basically like, you aren't cool because you're cool, and you're not cool because you're popular. Like, that's not how this is going to go down. Like, you need to use your voice to stand up for yourself, for each other, and definitely for other people. So I feel like we kind of have that sort of atmosphere and that kind of standard in our family always.
Well, you've used your platform in an interesting way recently. Today, you participated in a social media campaign called Share the Mic Now. What's Share the Mic Now, and how'd you share it?
So Share the Mic Now basically is just how, I mean, women's voices in general are not heard enough. And particularly within the Black community, we push out women's voices all the time. So a moment like this comes and, you know, all these white women, we want to help, but like, we are very loud and our voices are very loud. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, whether it's mainstream media or whatever it is, we have more followers or whatever. So we actually need to listen to the women who are, you know, boots on the ground in the movement, doing the work, who have been doing the work the whole time. Black women have always been at the forefront of change and progress. So a bunch of us, so everyone from, I just saw Hillary Rodham Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, Sophia Bush, Abby Wambach, Alex Morgan, myself, Sarah Paulson. So people from sort of all over have partnered up with a Black woman to basically let them take over our platforms for the day. And I feel like my platform is a little bit more ready for that, but, you know, some women, probably the majority of their followers are just white women who maybe think sort of similarly. And so to give people not only a different perspective, but to actually hear from the women who are doing the work and the ones that we should be following during this time.
Well, you're a professional athlete. Your girlfriend, WNBA star Sue Bird, is a professional athlete. How are you staying in shape during coronavirus? Because, you know, we're locked down. I mean, there's some parts of the country are opening up a little bit right now, but do you make her play goalie? Are you putting on stilts and trying to block her shots? How do you do it?
It's been an evolution of creativity, we'll say that. A little bit of goalie. It's hard to find, honestly, it's hard to find a soccer field that actually has goals right now. I've been doing a lot of rebounding. So that's a little bit smaller space. Got to get my arm strength up on that. It actually makes me really tired. A lot of stuff in the house. We got a Peloton. We kind of decided early on, or sort of realized early on, we just need to stay ready to get ready. We don't actually have to, like, be ready. I mean, there's nothing you can do. Like, at one point, we're in the, you know, tri-state area close to New York City. At one point, all the parks, all the green spaces, all the schools, all the private schools, literally everything was shut down. So it was like apartment or out in the street, and we just tried to do the best we could.
I'm one step away from that. I'm ready to be ready to be ready. I don't want to I don't want to rush it.
You don't want to rush. That'd be injury.
Well, thanks so much for being here. So nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.